This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. J.P. Morgan Chase now owns First Republic Bank. It bought the failed bank from the FDIC, which had seized it over the weekend. As the new owner of First Republic, J.P. Morgan is now responsible for $91 billion in customer deposits, along with $173 billion in loans. A lot of those loans are what are called jumbo mortgages, basically mortgages for really expensive homes bought by First Republic's affluent clients. So what's going to happen to those clients and their loans? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
At a former First Republic branch in Portland, Oregon yesterday, depositors could access their money just like usual, only now as customers of J.P. Morgan. But for borrowers with mortgages from First Republic,
it's probably not as seamless as that.
Guy Sakala at Inside Mortgage Finance says J.P. Morgan has a whole lot of paperwork to do, notifying borrowers it'll be servicing their mortgages and getting their monthly payments.
Frankly, there are always hiccups. Somebody forgets or they have automatic payment, so it's not as clean as just going to the bank and saying, great, my deposits are still here.
Now, mortgages are contracts, so J.P. Morgan can't arbitrarily hike the interest on a fixed-rate loan, for instance. Many of the jumbo home loans are well underwritten with big down payments, so Sakala says they aren't particularly risky. But Mike Mayo at Wells Fargo Securities says it's not the mortgages J.P. Morgan really wants.
The acquisition is really about the customers that they're getting for wealth management and other needs.
The FDIC says for now, anyone with a First Republic loan should keep sending their payments in as usual until notified otherwise. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.